Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore. We're here every Sunday night from about 8 to 10 with some finest in modern mainstream jazz. Tonight, we're going to our featured artist will be installment two of Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. Drummer Art Blakey put together a group called the Jazz Messengers back in the mid-50s with the great pianist Horace Silver. And it was a cooperative group, and Horace left to form his own group, and Art Blakey carried on with the Jazz Messengers, which was his title group for, over 30 years, I guess. We're going to focus in on the Blue Note recordings of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, running from about 1960 to 62 or thereabouts. He had a couple great groups. Tonight we're going to focus at least part of the evening on the one that had Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Merritt on bass. They worked together for quite some time. This is from Art's album, The Big Beat, and this is a Wayne Shorter composition, Lester Left Town.
Thank you.
drummer Art Blakey leading up his Jazz Messengers on a album, The Big Beat, cut on a Blue Note label. Composition written there by the tenor sax man that you heard on that track, Wayne Shorter, Lester Left Town. All right, now we're going to do something by Count Basie. And this is not his big band. We usually play his big band. This is a mid-sized group. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's an octet, a little big band with Count Basie leading him up on piano and organ. This is a little Count Basie composition of just the blues called Dublin Blues, and all kinds of personnel. I won't get into the rhythm section here. We'll just give you the front line. It includes Harry Sweet-Sittison on trumpet, J.J. Johnston on trombone, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, and Zoot Sims on tenor sax. This is called Dublin Blues. We'll be right back. Yes, the typical Count Basie ending on piano. You heard Count on organ also during that track. And that was a real hard swinger called Dublin Blues. And I have to tell you the front line in that particular tune. It was Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor sax, Toot Sims on tenor sax. I guess I better give credit to the rhythm section of Ray Brown on bass and Louie Bellston on drums, who are really pushing them through that particular swinger. All right, it's back to our highlight artist of the week, and that's our man, drummer Art Blakey. And this is, of course, again, his Jazz Messengers. This is an album cut on the Blue Note label. He was doing all his recording on the Blue Note label during this particular period of his various Jazz Messengers. This is a title track of a Blue Note album called The Witch Doctor. The Witch Doctor, written by the trumpet man Lee Morgan. Aquinas Jazz Messengers. Of course, that was Hart on drums. It was a composition called The Witch Doctor, title track for a Blue Note album. Got around 1961, 62. And some fine piano work there by Bobby Timmons. And you heard Wayne Shorter there on tenor sax. Okay, now we're going to turn to a little Blue Note album that was written by, or performed by, John Jenkins on alto sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar. He got co-billing on this album. It's simply called John Jenkins with Kenny Burrell, which is a good enough title for what was going on at that time. And we're going to do an old standard that isn't played too often. I think you'll enjoy it. Here they do Everything I Have Is Yours.
Thank you.
what? That was Kenny Burrell on guitar, John Jenkins on alto sax. They got Cole Billing on that album, and also had some fine piano work there by Sonny Clark. That was cut on the Blue Note label in the Van Gelder Studios in New Jersey, August 1957. The famous Rudy Van Gelder, the engineer, that did all the great engineering for Blue Note at that time. Okay, we're going to go back now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, and this is Art Blakey, drummer Art Blakey, and this is the group he was working with very heavily at this particular time. Yeah, it included Bobby Timmons on piano, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Jamie Merritt on bass. There was a Volume 1, but I'm going to play something from Volume 2. This is a Blue Note album called Meet You at the Jazz Corner of the World, Volume 2. One of the longer titles we've run into in a long time. And this is a nice little thing called This Thing I Love.
Thank you.
obviously live at the Blue Note in that was really Birdland in New York City. That's why it was called the Jazz Corner of the World Volume 2, because at that time that was considered the center of modern bop, Birdland, right on Broadway in New York City. And that was Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Bobby Timmons on piano, and Art Blakey, of course, pushing him through there on drums. I'm going to turn now to alto sax man Sonny Criss, overlooked, underrated, great alto sax player who left us far too soon. And this is actually a composition written by another great alto sax player one generation before Sonny. It was written by Benny Carter. And Sonny is backed up here by Ray Crawford on guitar, Dolo Coker on piano, Larry Gales on bass, and Jimmy Smith on drums. Blues in My Heart.
Thank you.
was our man Sonny Criss on alto sax, a beautiful ballad rendition of a Benny Carter composition, Blues in My Heart, and backed up very soulfully there by Dolo Coker, and on piano, Ray Crawford on guitar. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and we hope you've enjoyed the sounds. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour, and we'll be back for a second hour, so don't go away. We're going to close it out with our highlight artist of the week, and that's Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. And this is a different version of the Jazz Messengers. We did now we have Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Indianapolis's finest, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Wayne Shorter is back on tenor sax. He was in the original group that we played for the rest in the prior time on this hour. Cedar Walton now on piano, and Jamie Merritt, the bass man, is back. And this is from a Blue Note album cut by Art Blakey called Mosaic, and this little thing is a composition written by the trombone man Curtis Fuller called Arabia.
Mm-hmm.